Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. These are God's words. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. The Lord here is talking about our spiritual war, our wrestling. We do not wrestle, verse 12, against flesh and blood, and so forth. And in this wrestling, as far as our spiritual life with God is concerned, it is a walking as children of light, walking in a manner worthy of the calling with which we have been called. We had those three walkings in the first half of Ephesians 5. And the last one, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And that's Ephesians 5 verses 15 through 16. And here we're talking about the same period. You look at the end of verse 13, and he says that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. So you can see how the apostle is tying what was in chapter 5 up through verse 21 and what is now in chapter 6 starting at verse 10. He's tying those things together. This is the evil day. When we think about our living with respect to God and what he's doing, we are walking. He's sustaining us. He's transformed us from darkness into light. He's called us saints. He's called us holy ones. And he has given us his spirit for wisdom for how to walk. But when we think about our opposition, what we're commanded to do is stand, not to lose ground, not to give up, to know that we aren't walking unopposed as we walk with God in the things that he's been talking about. What has he been talking about? He's been talking about marriage. Wives submitting to husbands, husbands loving their wives. He's been talking about the parent-child relationship, children obeying and honoring their parents, and parents and especially fathers seeking to give their children every possible advantage for loving the Lord and living as saints, and therefore the discipline of the Lord, the training of the Lord, and the instruction of the Lord, and then our everyday work. And so when you think about how things are going in your marriage, and when you think about how things are going with you and your parents, or when your parents with you and your children, when you think about how things are going in your everyday work, you're tempted to think of your primary problem as your spouse, or your children, or your parents, or your coworkers, or your boss, or your employees. He says, if you think that's the primary obstacle, you're mistaken. Because in all the things that God has commanded you to do in walking with him, you have an enemy who is very powerful, very evil, and very organized, who is trying to stop you from walking that way. If you have a terrible husband or a terrible wife or terrible children or terrible parents or a terrible boss or terrible employees, that doesn't stop you from obeying Jesus. But your fleshliness would. And so you are under the attack of the devil, the wiles of the devil. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And there are many places in scripture where it talks about how the devil works and the devices of the devil. Yes.
What does wiles mean?
That means his strategy, his schemes, his plans, okay. How he works. There are many places in scripture where it talks about that. I don't know if we have it on the Kindle, but we can get it if you're interested in it. Wonderful book, just opening up all those scriptures about it. Precious Remedies Against Satan's Devices by Thomas Brooks. But here, those wiles are specifically his organized forces. Sometimes when I read about verse 12, there's all these attempts to explain, the realm of the devil and who, which part of it is each of these. But the Bible just doesn't give us a lot of details. It's giving us a description of a organized, strong, evil enemy. So principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this age and spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenlies. That is, they are attacking us where we are. When he talks about in the heavenlies, he's using language he's used earlier in the letter about where Christ has gone and where we are seated with him and united with him and where the riches of God's grace are displayed as we are conformed to Jesus. Well, the devil hates your marriage, sure. Or hates for you to honor your parents, or hates for you to do your schoolwork or your chores diligently and joyfully. But he hates the display of Jesus more than anything else. And so it's describing his attempt with all of his forces to stop you from living as someone who trusts in Jesus and is seated with him in heaven because you belong to him and are living on earth as someone whose heavenly character is starting to come out in the way you treat your brothers and sisters, the way you treat your mom and dad, and later the way you treat your wife or your husband. And so this is a heavenly battle in which the glory of God displayed in the gracious work of Jesus Christ to transform those who were darkness and now are light, no longer under the rulers of the darkness of this age, verse 12, but now are light. And we are in this battle in our daily life. So it's to be done in the strength of the Lord, and we know that because he said, the way you do this is by being filled with his Spirit. And that's why he's given you to admonish one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, making melody in your hearts, doing everything in the name of Christ. So this is done in your everyday life against a very organized, powerful, evil enemy in the strength of the Lord. So that you can stand, so that you will stand. And if you aren't living your life this way, if you're not viewing trying to obey mom and dad as the spiritual battle, that you're trusting in the Lord, and when you come to family worship, you're asking God and wanting God to work in you by his word, to work in you by prayer, to work in you by his Spirit using those things, then you're going to lose ground. Think about it. The commander of the battle comes to us here and he says, stand! We're trying to advance and he's commanding to stand. What does that mean? It means we need to be reminded that the onslaught, the attack of the enemy is so strong that we are in danger of losing ground. And so as we walk with the Lord, one of the things we need to be mindful of is that we need to stand against the devil and all of his forces who want to take the opportunity of our remaining fleshliness, of our remaining sin. And instead, we want to dwell upon and live out of our union with Jesus Christ so that our new self, our true self in him, will put to death the flesh and will resist the onslaught of the Wicked One and all of his forces. And we will be able to stand so that we may continue walking with our Master and not give ground. And he will be glorified in our everyday life, marriage, parent-child relationships, your everyday work. So, we thank God for reminding us that we are in the midst of the battle, because it's very easy for us when we're not at worship to just kind of slouch, and we end up sliding, giving ground, and failing to stand so that we're unable to walk. Let's pray. Father, I pray for my family, I pray for me, my wife, and my children, that you would help us to recognize the schemes of the devil, recognize the weakness of remaining sin, remaining fleshliness from our former nature, but that you would also make us to recognize our strength, that you have joined us to Jesus, and that the reason he is glorified when we live well is because it is his grace, his strength, by which we are able to walk with you. And so we pray that you would help us to be mindful of the battle, mindful of the enemy, mindful of remaining sin, but most of all, mindful of Christ, and that we would stand and that we would walk and that you would be glorified by the way each one in this family interacts with one another and does our work and live before you, showing that indeed you are gracious and good and powerful, and you have transformed us from darkness into light. Glorify yourself, we pray, by producing this effect in each of us and in this family as a whole. For we ask it in Jesus' name, and your children here say, Amen. Amen.